Hey, everybody, we're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. Better late than ever on a Fun and Games Monday. Reed Hutton and East Grand Forks Parks and Recreation Superintendent in the studio again today. We got all kinds of cool things to talk about with East Grand Forks. Show today brought to you by Probitas Promotions. You know, if you're looking to boost your brand, Probitas Promotions will make you stand out from the crowd. They'll consult with you at no cost to help you find the perfect swag for your business. Whether it's logoed apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, or awards, Probitas is the region's top provider for free online stores. In fact, Probitas stores are the perfect option for your company apparel ordering, team spirit wear, or any type of organization. Maybe wants to dress their members with logoed apparel. Probitas Promotions, they've got locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. Shop ProbitasPromo.com or call 1-866-PRO-SWAG. Hey, boost your brand. Stand out from the crowd with Probitas Promotions. Well, if you have any questions or comments for Reed or any of us here at the studios, our phone number is 701-213-0863. And before we get too far into the show, time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. So I was actually flying a kite the other day in a park at East Grand Forks, and this guy, he actually asked me, "So you flying a kite?" And I replied, "Nope. Just fishing for birds." Katie, what'd you think of that one? Good, good, good. Oh, maybe I need to turn your mic
there
up.
There you go. Good luck reeling them in. Yeah. I don't know if you can, but we'll see. Good luck.
Reed Hutton, back in the studio today. Been a while since we've had you on the show. How you been?
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Doing well.
Good. How's that little one doing?
She's great. She's a little more than 6 months now. She's,
oh, boy.
Smiles nonstop, starting to scoot around a little bit.
So yep.
Man, a lot of fun.
Enjoy it while you can. How'd the winter treat you?
Great. It was great to have activities going and be a little more active. I officiate hockey, so it was a fun winter being able to be out and work a little bit.
So did you have to wear a mask when you were out there reffing?
We did, yes.
And how bad was that a bummer? I mean, come on, really?
You know, it was fine. I think I said earlier this winter, right when we started, at least we were out there. That was the biggest piece of it. I think the game, hockey, figure skating, I think the game was still the game, even with the mask on. So we all worked through it, and people adjusted pretty well to it.
And speaking of hockey, how about East Side? I mean, their hockey teams fared really well. The Bantams, state champions.
Yes.
One of their Bantam teams, and of course, the Green Wave, Tyler Palmasino and the gang, going all the way down to state tournament again, and they did a great job. They took it to Gentry Academy, man. I thought they were going to get that one.
They did. We had them on the ropes, that's for sure.
Well, Gentry knows who East Grand Forks is for sure. That's I don't think anybody even came close to playing them that tight.
I see that the senior high released their schedule for next season already, and Gentry is on in their season.
That.
So hopefully we can get a little bit of payback.
Yeah, and they have got a really aggressive schedule, man. That's one thing about Tyler. But you know what? Up in Section 8 here, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You got to go play these Twin Cities teams. You got to go play these private schools and then these hockey academies, because that's how you're going to gauge yourself to see. And I would imagine they're going to give Gentry all they can next year.
Yeah, I sure think so.
Speaking of hockey again, Mighty Ducks grant.
Yes.
It came through.
Yeah, that's the big news. The Mighty Ducks grant was written. I think that was probably about the last time I was on with you. We had just sent in the request. And we got approval for the Civic Center R22 conversion for a 50% matching grant. So the state's contribution to that is just short of $144,000, but very exciting for us. Something we've been working on a long time to find ways to find some funding to improve our arenas.
And you know what, the arena, it's the cooling system, basically. All across the country, East Grand Forks isn't the only place. The Ralph Engelstad Arena is going to run into the same issue. They've just got a few more dollars to get some of this coolant and store it, but explain what really needs to be done at the Civic Center.
Yeah, you know, it's compounded between two things. The coolant is a big piece of it, that R22. We all know a lot about that, but then the age of the system as well. There's a lot of components in that system at the Civic Center that are still original to the building from 1974. And so this conversion away from R22, it's going to check that box, but it's also going to replace some of those components and valves and functions that we need to send coolant back to the floor and make the whole process, the whole loop of the coolant system work to get it more up to date and really give the system some new life.
You got JLG, you're working with them.
Yes.
They're doing the pre-design work on the arena and park improvements. Now, what are you talking about with park improvements?
So it's largely focused around the three ice arenas. And a big piece of that is working on how can we, if we're going to put money back into these facilities, how can we make sure these facilities are used for more than just ice sports? We want them to truly become year-round facilities to cover a lot of youth sports and activities in our community. The park piece of it is we're going to look at Stouse Park, mm-hmm. the baseball complex. As it stands now, it's got two baseball fields. The second field has numerous issues from no drainage at all, no lights, the fence is in poor condition. We're really going to take a longer look at that and what can we do within the funding that we think we might have available to fix up the main field at Stouse Park and then see how much we can get done with even potentially putting turf on a field there to make Stouse Park more usable for baseball, for one.
Yep.
But two, find a way again to use it for multiple sports. We could see if we have a field that's turf, now it could serve fast pitch softball in the spring when the fields are wet. We could play lacrosse on it. We could play flag football or youth football in the fall when the fields are usually wet or occupied by high school programs. So I think with a turf complex, that's one thing that we're studying and looking at with JLG, but really finding ways to make these facilities more usable, more functional for our community as a whole on a year-round basis.
How cool is it to see grass on the 12th of April? I would imagine you and your staff got to be tickled because you can actually maybe start a little sooner than we normally do up here in the tundra.
Yeah, we're ahead of schedule. Talk about fishing. We got the boat dock out on the Red River last week. Yeah,
that's
crazy. Certainly not in the years that I've been in Grand Forks do I remember a boat dock being put in the first week in April.
Yeah.
So we're way ahead of schedule. We love it. It's great. I know we're going to get a little cool down this week, but to be able to have teams outside and participating and things on the greenway active is great for our community.
And, you know, we all know I'm big into catfishing, but some of my catfish buddies were out actually walleye fishing on the Red yesterday. And, man, they were just slamming them.
Were they
really? I mean, nice big walleyes.
Hopefully they took pictures because we're still going to go after that governor's fishing opener.
Yeah.
And to know that we can get some walleye out of the river would be key.
Yeah, they had some walleyes, and it looked like a nice big northern, too. But the 1% sales tax, we were messing around with that for a while. Is that going to be a go here eventually or not?
Well, we're still talking through it, and I think that's an important thing to bring up is that these facilities improvements that we're discussing, we're still considering potentially a sales tax as a part of that funding puzzle. We're talking a lot right now about fundraising. We just had a group that we hired to come in and do a study. Essentially, the study, what they're going to do is they're going to interview community members, business leaders, business owners about our project that we're discussing. They're going to kind of send out a test sample of it and say, with a project like this and the impact it could have on the community, how much or would you be willing to donate towards it to see how much potential funding we think we can target through a fundraising drive or a campaign. And then the sales tax is certainly, I think, still considered as a portion of that. But for how long and at what percent and what type of potential revenue can come from that, we're still studying and looking at and deciding even as we move hopefully out of the COVID era and what that's done economically in East Grand Forks to a lot of our businesses. We want to make sure we have a really good understanding of what that means to people locally, what kind of revenue could come from an increase if we're going to increase it to have it all fit a piece of the puzzle.
All right. Now, you mentioned the boat wraps down at Lafayette Park or the dock is in already. And I know originally Lafayette Park was maybe kind of going to get some work done, too, if any of these grants or the sales tax went through. But Lafayette Park, are they still on the radar?
It's still on the radar. It's not. At the moment, it's not being counted as part of this potential sales tax project with the arenas and the ball field improvements, but it is still on the radar in that we're seeking grant opportunities for it. And those would be matching grants where the city would have a matching portion of that that we've made some applications for and haven't been successful on. But the legacy dollars through the state of Minnesota is up annually for application. The last go around, they didn't fund us, but they made it sound like it was a positive project, and they encouraged us to continue applying. Now, the timeline for that is, of course, never as quick as we want it to be locally. So we've got to navigate through that and what it looks like and when we can get some improvements done there. But we're certainly working at it and hopefully going to find some alternative options to fund that.
You know, we talked about East Grand Forks. Grand Forks was going to host the Minnesota Fishing Opener. That's the big thing where the governor comes. Mm-hmm. And it was scheduled, hopefully, to be this year. But then, of course, COVID put everything back. How cool would it be if we could land the governor here? And I would imagine that could do nothing but help as far as maybe getting some more funding.
We sure hope so. I mean, that's, I think, a big piece of the application process, the first go round, even is knowing that we're trying to get some improvements done is to me that, like you said, it's a great reason to have some state funding come with it, knowing that an event like that at a state level is going to be launching out of that ramp.
Marie is texting in, and we're talking about trying to raise some money here, and she says maybe they could rent out gyms for birthday parties and gatherings. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, certainly it is. Yep, it is. You know, even as we stand right now in the ice season months, in the winter months, we have some, not as much this year with COVID restrictions, but in previous years a lot. We have a party room at the VFW arena that we will let people come in and set up tables and have pizza parties. So we use that for ice rentals a lot in the winter. In the summer months, the most popular one, and I think it's probably the best kept secret in Grand Forks, is renting the pool. That is something that we will, outside of our regular hours, either before or after, we rent the pool out at an hourly rate. The people that do it for birthday parties love it. So I always consider that right next to Sherlock Park and the Castle Playground. That's a great spot to host a birthday
Absolutely.
Party.
I never knew that was possible. I do want to talk a little bit more about winter sports before we move ahead into spring and summer. But the East Grand Forks Blue Line Club had that outdoor rink contest, and the Brat Rude Rink won. Was how many people were actually in it? Do you know?
I don't recall. More than 15 rinks, I know, submitted pictures of their rinks and for the different contests. But the total number, I'm not certain of. But a great response. I know that, you know, it came at a time when the city arenas were all closed. So it was a great way to get people out. And I thought, honestly, it really brought people kind of back to the grassroots of it all.
Oh, absolutely.
And having an outdoor rink. So it was a really cool campaign to be a part of.
Yeah. Me growing up on an outdoor rink, I lived on a man-made lake. So basically it was a shovel. And the rinks that people are building now, especially when they get a break on the water, some of these rinks are fantastic. I couldn't imagine being able to skate on them as a youngster, but I couldn't imagine the upkeep and all the work it took just to put them up and then have to take them down.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of work. Amazing the lighting that some of those rinks had with the LED lighting today that really lit them up for anybody all night long.
All right, we're going to talk more about spring and summer stuff coming up here. We're with Reed Huttonen, East Grand Forks Parks and Recreation Superintendent. First, I want to talk about Raptor PCS here in the Grand Cities Mall, the best place to take your computer. They do it all, full range of computer services, very affordable rates, computer builds, virus removal, hardware repair. And if you're looking for a new laptop, check out Raptor PCS first, all right? If they're going to work on your computer, odds are you'll get it back the next day. They'll even come to your house and pick it up, or you can stop at the loading zone in front of Rumors. They've been winners of the top-rated local businesses here in the last couple of years in Grand Forks, and I know it'll be this year too. Here's another good thing. Bring that computer in, mention this ad. Brock will give you 15% off any computer service. What a deal. We go to Raptor PCS all the time. It's because it's the best place to take your computer. Check them out, raptorpcs.com, or call 701-772-7626. Raptor PCS, I can see the office right down here in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, let's fast forward a little bit to summer, Reed. We've already mentioned fields, well, until today. I would imagine coming along pretty good. But
any moisture is good moisture right now, so we'll
is.
Take it.
It is, and we need it. But you guys all ready for baseball and softball and some of those things?
We are. Our summer programs will start the first week in June, but we're open for registration right now. That opened last Monday. So egfparkandrec.com, you can find all the summer youth registration for baseball, softball, tennis, our summer playground program. All those are listed. I know that right now the youth soccer program, they're not run through the Park and Rec office, but the East Grand Forks youth soccer program is getting ready to start this week, and they have more numbers than they've ever had as far as registrants. So we hope that it means good things to come with the summer and that kids are looking for activities. We're excited to start, keeping our fingers crossed that we'll start on time this year, the first week in June, and looking forward to a great year of it.
Let's talk about disc golf. Man, the sport just keeps getting more popular and popular all the time. And East Grand Forks, they got a beautiful disc golf course.
Yes. You know, the Greater Grand Forks as a whole has a great supply of disc golf courses, and at all levels. The course in East Grand Forks on Zavril Park is considered amongst the disc golf world kind of a beginner course or just a recreational course. But it fills a great niche in that in our community. It's not a competitive course. It's not a really long 18-hole disc golf course. It's got 12 holes on it. We ordered new signs for the hole signs this year that should be going up in the next week or two to try to make some little improvements to it as we go. But a great place, and it's busy all the time. So we really enjoy that we have that option available to people in the community. Again, at a beginner level for people to really try it for their first time if they haven't already.
And, you know, another thing, too, when you drive in there where the disc golf course is, that's also where the boat ramp is, one of them at East Grand Forks. And yes, that's kind of a hidden little gem, too. If you want to fish on the Red Lake River, which runs right behind my house, I mean, that's where I got to put my boat in. But I don't think a lot of people realize that the Red Lake River is so accessible either.
Yeah, it's tough to see because when you cross that Louis Murray Bridge, you're so high up, you can't even really see down and see that it's there. But it probably needs more traffic at it than it gets. I think, like you said, it is pretty kept quiet in that area. But the Red Lake River has as many great fishing opportunities as any. I mean, especially launching right out of that spot, and you're within... you can go up river a couple miles within a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're secluded, like you don't even know you're in town.
One thing that has kind of tickled my interest more and more since I'm getting older and my knees are getting more shot, and I've brought this up to my wife before because she's always looking for something to do that's halfway physical. Pickleball.
Yes.
I didn't realize, do you guys offer pickleball through East Grand Forks Park and Rec?
So we have a pickleball complex at O'Leary Park on the south end, right in front of the VFW Arena. The Grand Cities Pickleball Club does an exceptional job of organizing and running their nightly, weekly programs. We've had some discussion with them about working with them to offer kind of an intro to pickleball course. We don't have anything off the ground with them yet, but they run a couple nights a week out of that complex, run pickleball. Some nights they have as many as 80 players there playing on the six. Right now it's six courts. We have a project plan for this summer. We're going to resurface those courts. And once we do so, it's going to have eight courts on it.
The sport is really growing. Like, I know a lot of tennis... Oh, is the camera good now? I know a lot of tennis players that play pickleball, and it's just like it's a miniature version of tennis, you know?
Yeah. So it's all the same rules as tennis. Yeah. It's on a smaller version. So it can still be, I think the pickleball players would tell you, and I haven't played for many years, but I think they would tell you that it can be as physical or as physical exertion as you want it to be, or as little as you want it to be.
Yeah.
So it kind of fits all ages. If you want to play singles and you want to run all over the court, you can certainly do that and find the competitor to play against to do that. But there are people that play that are in their 80s, and you can almost stay flat-footed and still reach and play doubles and reach back and forth.
Come on, John.
No.
Challenge you.
I'm not in my 80s yet. Now, pickleball, do they use like a wooden racket, almost like a bigger, almost like ping pong, but bigger?
Yes, bigger, just a wooden racket. There's larger, like you said, the racket size itself is larger than a badminton racket, but smaller than a tennis racket. It's shorter, and then it's a wiffle ball.
Okay. One day I was driving by last year. I think I was going across the Louis Murray or the Minnesota Bridge, one of the two, but where the softball complex is there, softball diamonds, I noticed there was a bunch of people flying a bunch of ginormous kites. Is there like a club or something? I might have asked you this before, but these aren't the kites you're going to buy your local big chain box store. These were pretty incredible. And there had to have been a half a dozen, maybe 10 of them up there.
I'm going to have to look into that further. I'm not sure. I haven't heard of a club that does that, but that's a great place to do it. Wide open down there.
You know, Park and Recs, you guys aren't all about sports. There's other things that you guys offer in the summer that maybe not the sports, non-sports minded kids are going to get into. Like, tell us about the summer reading program.
Yeah. So two things on it. The summer reading program is run and offered through Campbell Library. And they have their program director, Andrea, and their library director, Charlotte, do an incredible job with the programming there. That's not specifically tied to Park and Rec, but it certainly is a city service, and they do a great job with it. So I won't speak as knowledgeably about that as Charlotte or Andrea would be able to. But I know that their numbers are through the roof each year, and people looking for summer activities, summer learning. And we all know that anybody that finds a way to continue education through the summer months, especially in those youth levels, see their advancement before the next school year skyrocket in comparison to a kid that doesn't.
Right.
So the library is great in that way in East Grand Forks. Where I would say the Park and Rec Department supports that service is we run a summer playground program that the kids meet at the library every day for ages 6 to 10. And that's more of an interpretive learning type of program. It can be as simple or as recreation as if you want to sign your child up for that program, they can go to the swimming pool any day they want, Monday through Thursday.
Wow. Okay.
For an extra fee, they can pay an extra $10 on the registration, and they basically get a pool pass as part of it. But we also do a lot of interpretive learning. We have arts and crafts type programs. We have taken field trips, say, to the Humane Society to learn, or the animal shelter, I should say now, to learn about their services and to read to the animals to help them feel a little bit more calm and less anxious. Fridays is our field trip day. We have numerous field trips throughout the year that help provide more of an interpretive learning aspect to our summer programming.
Wow, that is incredible. I never knew about any of that kind of stuff. What about community garden? Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, so the community garden is a rental. You can rent a plot from us. It's on the north end of town, just by Christ Free the King Lutheran Church. A half of a lot is 20 foot by 20 foot, and that rental fee for the summer is $50.
Oh, wow.
You get a spot to plant. A full-size 20 by 40 is $100. And it's yours to plant in. We provide the water with fertilizer to water your site. It's your responsibility just to find the seed and plant and to maintain it, keep it weeded. And then anything that comes off of it, any produce that comes off of it is yours. At the end of the season, if you clean it up, you pull all of your dead vegetation and weeds out of it, we'll refund half of your money.
Oh, wow.
To go towards next year's plot. So it's really a great service. It was an Eagle Scout project that built it in the first place. So it's again a kind of a great service through the Eagle Scouts to give back and to create that plot, and then it just Park and Rec was able to take it over and run it. And last, I think the exciting piece of that is typically each year we have unrented lots. So there's always more room if anybody wants one that's listening that hasn't done it before to rent one from us. There's a group of gentlemen that garden there every year that if they have any unrented lots near them, they will plant them just to make sure they're filled, because a full garden, a planted garden, is better than a dirt patch not growing any plants in it. And all of the produce that they get off of those unused plots, they donate to the food shelf.
Wow, that is great.
It's some years it's been in the thousands of pounds of fresh produce, fruits and vegetables that they've been able to donate to the food shelf. So it's one of those great thing, probably again, that we don't talk about enough in what we do.
And there's nothing better than fresh garden produce. And like me, I mean, I've got 6 acres out in the country, but I can't plant a vegetable garden unless I put a fence around it, because all the critters out there, they enjoy the fresh produce as much as I do, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
What about city parks and picnic tables? Those are available too if you want to have a family gathering or something going on. How does that work?
Yeah, the shelter reservations, we don't charge a fee to rent the shelters for a picnic in East Grand Forks. We look at that as just a service for our community. But you can certainly call our office to reserve a shelter at one of the, like the Sherlock Park, the O'Leary Park, some of the larger parks that have the actual shelters. Call our office and set up a reservation. We'll put a sign out that shows it's reserved for a couple hour block for you to have a family picnic or a birthday party. And they're certainly just first come, first serve. If there's not a reservation, any of those shelters, the grills that are attached to them are free to use, and just on a first come, first serve basis.
Now, can people legally drink alcoholic beverages in the park? Say they have a family gathering or something. Can they bring a 12 box of beer with them?
Legally, they can. They're supposed to call us to get a permit, an alcohol permit for the park ahead of time.
Okay.
That'd be the biggest piece I'd remind you. I haven't ever heard of anybody that hasn't had one getting in a lot of trouble on the East Grand Forks side, but we certainly prefer that they call and get a permit with us first.
I was driving down the street today. I don't remember what street that is, but going by the campground.
Yeah.
And I love driving by there because, as usual, I usually see two or three or four deer laying down under the trees, and they were today, but that campground is a nice little gem here, too.
It is. It's set to open April 30th this year. It's got 113 sites at it. Last summer, I thought with the border being closed, I expected us to take a little hit in how many people used it. But we were pleasantly surprised in the number of local people that stayed right here to camp at the campground. And I think the people that even from Grand Forks, East Grand Forks that do so will be very surprised at how private and quiet it is. And you really, when you're in that campground, you'll feel like you're outside the community and you may only be a few minutes from home. As quick story, in fact, I had a friend that through the year that I met that had camped at the campground last summer, and he had bought a new camper, and he told the story that he thought it was the best place to kind of give his young children and first experience with camping,
sure,
because they live on the south end of East Grand Forks, And to them, they didn't know that they were only 5 minutes from their home. They were in another place camping, trying out their camper for the first time. But after the, you know, the middle of the second day camping, they were starting to get a little bit fussy and maybe tired of being in the outdoors and so forth. It was a quick car ride around town to get the kids fall asleep, and you pull back in the driveway. 15 minutes later, you're back at your house, and they thought that they were on an adventure hours away. So I thought that was a really cool story. What a great, kind of just a great representation of that you can have that experience right here at home.
Yeah, kids, you missed it. We drove all the way back to East Grand Forks and Grand Forks again, and you guys slept the whole trip.
Exactly.
I know with spring and summer sports getting ready to start, usually looking for, you know, refs, umpires, coaches, field help, all that stuff. Are you guys all set, or are you always looking?
No, we're always looking and encouraging applications, I think, in all of those areas. Baseball coaches, softball coaches, umpires, the swimming pool, the lifeguard situation, or if you just want to work at the front desk, you name it, all of them. Go to, again, to our website, egfparkandrec.com. There's an employment tab on that that lists all the job openings that we have. And I think we're accepting applications in all jobs, whether it be mowing grass or lifeguarding or coaching baseball this summer.
Great summer job for some of these kids.
It is. It's a great experience. In a lot of cases, it's working with kids, and it pays pretty well for a teenager at the same time.
Anything I have missed? Any exciting news coming up?
The State of the City address is coming up. Mayor Gander has an address scheduled for Thursday, April 22nd, and I'll be speaking at that to talk a little bit more about the arena projects and what we have going on with those at that event as well. So that's one thing to keep an eye out for.
Is that going to be a virtual thing, or is that going to be held live?
Well, it's going to be held live. We're going to be at the Civic Center. The Chamber is hosting that, so if I think there are still tickets available through the Chamber. It's maxed at 200 people to fit within what our current restaurant guidelines are in Minnesota, but it'll be available virtual as well.
Okay, when you talk about guidelines, Reed, I know with the COVID, the pandemic last year, everything was so messed up, but when it comes to numbers, have you got any idea yet, for example, for the pool?
Well, no. I would say I haven't even really looked yet, because I know that if I look now, it'll change before we get to June.
Yeah.
We're expecting to be able to run our activities as normal as we can to pre-pandemic. We certainly know it won't be exactly pre-pandemic. There are going to be some numbers restrictions in how many people can be in the same group, like the same pod, they call it. But we're making our every effort and every intention to get as close to normal as we can with our activities.
Love talking to you. You do a really good job in here.
Thanks. Hey, it's fun.
I was going to ask you, do you get nervous with this, like, State of the City address and you're going to have to speak? Does that thing, does doing stuff like that ever bother you?
No.
I didn't think so.
I feel like as long as I'm prepared for it,
exactly.
I can handle it.
Yep. Yep. Hey, always great talking to you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. There's a lot of great stuff going on, so it's great place to be able to promote it.
And we will be talking to you again, I'm sure, this summer sometime once things get rolling.
Yes.
All right. There you go. That's Reed Hutton. He is your East Grand Forks Park and Recreation Superintendent. Always love having Reed in the studio, finding out what's happening over there across the river. Special thanks going out to O for Heaven's Cakes. You know, there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. And that's where O for Heaven's Cakes comes in. The best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions or just a treat. They're good. You can order them. You can order them, or you can walk in to find out more. While you're there, have some lunch. They got soup too. Keto, gluten-free, vegan, and diabetic options. And if you're a business owner, maybe you want to treat your employees to a little something special, check out their monthly employee discounts. They're on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4, Saturdays 9 to noon. You can call them 701-757-CAKE or go to overheavenscakes@yahoo.com. What it is you could be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. Oh, for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. And don't forget, we're now on Amazon Music. Tell your smart speaker to play GFBS Podcast. It'll do it. Tomorrow, David Waterman from the Midwest Public Health Coalition is back. What are we going to talk about with David tomorrow? Hey, make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us. We all know Grand Forks is a great place. Well, Grand Forks' best source is giving it its identity again.